First, I want to thank the API Caucus for giving us the opportunity to proceed to present today. The title of our presentation is Asian and Pacific Islander Elders, Use of Photo Voice to Document Facilitators of Barriers to Healthy Living. Lana and I have no financial relationships to disclose, and this work is not related to my work at the VA. I wanted to first sort of briefly describe the project that we work on. It's the Racial Ethnic Approaches to Community Health across U.S., but it's more commonly known as REACH-US, and we work on the HAPAS project, Health Access for Pacific Asian Seniors. This is the last year of HAPAS 2. HAPAS 1 and 2 have been going on for 10 years. The overarching goal is to address health disparities among older adults in the Cambodian, Filipino, Laos, Samoan, and Vietnamese communities, specifically in Los Angeles and Orange counties. The priority health areas include cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and adult immunization. And HAPAS uses linguistically and culturally appropriate community-based outreach and education activities. So a lot of our activities are done in language, bilingual, bicultural activities. HAPAS is guided by community-based participatory research principles outlined here. It's not a research project per se, it's a community health education and outreach, but we still follow these principles in that we follow the principles of shared participation between SSG and the HAPAS Collaborative, that we have cooperative engagement, and that we focus not just on doing the work, but on systems and capacity development. And our photo voice methodology has been part of that, and as well as the empowering processes to enable change. I should cite Dr. Tanjasiri and Dr. Kagawa Singer, Drs. Israel and Schultz, their work. The goals of our needs assessment that we'll be presenting on today was to did it in sort of two parts. We did it as a focus group and then the photo voice exercise. So the focus group started out to assess knowledge about physical activity and healthy eating as they relate to the built community. So we were conducting focus groups in each community in language for the Cambodian and Lao and Vietnamese groups, where the participants describe their activities and diets, and in the context of that, we're going to assess what the facilitators and barriers to healthy living are in these communities. And then as sort of a follow-up to that, we also decided to use photo voice as a way of documenting these barriers, encouraging the focus groups and participants to document the barriers and facilitators to healthy living and empower them through the data collection process. So photo voice is done in a number of ways, but the way we did it was to have focus groups as a way of engaging and sort of identifying and sort of talking through, and then the photo voice was sort of a follow-up given that they had sort of identified some of the issues around healthy living to then go through and document what their barriers to healthy living were. So what is photo voice? It's a research methodology. It's described in detail by Drs. Hergenrother and Wang and Burris. It provides participants with opportunities to take photographs that address their concerns, and then in turn, from the photographs, creates dialogue and shares knowledge and is an excellent way to reach policy and decision makers through public forums. So what we did at HAPAS was the collaborative, the community members were participated in train-the-trainer sessions on focus groups. They were given focus group guides and then also doing photo voice. The photo voice training was done by Michelle Wong, who's here in the back of the room. And actually, Michelle, I thought what she did was really powerful was present an example of photo voice from her earlier work, working with Asian American and Pacific Islander teens on tobacco use. And I think using sort of examples of photo voice when you do photo voice training is really important to show how compelling the sort of end products were. So the HAPAS partners, after the trainings, they were organized and conducted focus groups and photo voice trainings. They conducted 6 to 10 participants, that we then they train the elders on how to use the disposable cameras. Many of the elders in our groups had never used disposable cameras ever. And then after the photos were developed, they met again with the collaborative members to reflect on the photographs while the HAPAS partners took notes. Just quickly, this is a sample. We had varying groups from 6 to 12, actually, participants in each group. Not every focus group participant did the actual photo voice exercise, but we wanted to show you sort of the example. So, for example, in the Cambodian group, we had a total of 9 focus group participants, one-third of which were male, two-thirds of which were women. And the age distribution range for 51 to 60-year-olds made up about nearly half of the group. 61 to 70-year-old groups made up of a third, and 70 and older were about 10%. And then you can see the other results for the other groups follow slightly different distributions with small groups, but get us a general sense. And now Lon will present the results of the photo voice.
So as Danielle was saying, we utilize photo voice to help the older adults in our community, in the 5 communities that we work with, to help them take notice, pay attention to the environment that they live in. So when we send them home with these cameras, we ask them to take pictures of the concerns of the both negative and positive things that they see in their community, their neighborhood. So I'm going to share some of the pictures that the participants came back with. And during our second meeting, that's when we engaged in a discussion where we talk about the photo voice, reflected on it, and what they wanted to do with those photos. So I'm going to go through the pictures for each of the communities, and then I'm going to share some of the common themes that we see across the 5 communities. So first is, this is the Cambodian community. And the communities that we work with are located in Long Beach, Carson, and then Orange County, which is Garden Grove, Santa Ana, for the Vietnamese community. So this, for the Cambodian community, this is Long Beach area. And as you can see, the picture on the left, I'm going to read the caption. The female participant says, "Shoes hanging on the wire near my house. I used to take them out, but apparently she has fear of having a problem with the gang signs. I used to call the city to take them out, but the city ignored it." And then the picture on the right says there's some graffiti, there's gang signs, possible drug dealing, fear of gang violence due to gang sign. So obviously, you know, the concern for this community is gangs and violence is apparent when they go into the community where they live, where they, you know, walk around every day. This is what they see. So they capture that, and this is what they came back and shared with the group. Our needs assessment, we focus on physical activity and nutrition. So some of the pictures kind of reflect the health eating style that they have. For the female in this community, she's 55, and this is her typical lunch, which is comprised of fish paste, curry soup, and fried dry fish, which we know is very high in sodium content. So that was a concern, but it's a picture that she shared with the group. I'm going on to the Filipino community. This picture here is of a park. I love this picture. And the female here, 72, shared that seniors should have more time to explore their surrounding. She noticed that the community has a lot of parks and recreational places for the problem that, and then she said there's no need to stay indoors. So for her, even though, you know, there's parks available, but there's a problem of utilization. So people aren't, or older adults aren't getting out and utilizing these parks enough. And then this is also come from the Filipino community. This is someone capture a picture of their freezer, and here it says all kinds of junk food. This kind of food is not good for our health. Avoid the intake of fat food in order to be healthy all the time. So we see there's a awareness and consciousness of what healthy eating is, but we have to go back to behavioral change, behavioral practice. So there's an issue here, even though we know that they're aware of what is healthy, but it's difficult. We can't assume that it might be cultural, it might be a lack of access, whatever it may be, but you know, there's a behavioral issue here. And this is from the Vietnamese community. This is a picture of a group of individuals doing Tai Chi. And here the female shares that the demonstration promotes Tai Chi. I think Tai Chi should be learned, expanded in our community. We can start to support these classes to help people learn about Tai Chi and how it helps maintaining good health. And she recommends, you know, having more funding and financial support for these kind of courses. So, you know, when she went back to her community and these are the activities that she engaged in and these are the things that she sees so positively in her community, she took a picture of it. And this is this also came from the Vietnamese community. Here, the female 59, this is her grandson, actually. And he's eating McDonald's or In-N-Out, thank you. So the young boy is eating. It looks delicious, right? But so that is the problem, that too many people are enjoying this kind of food. She feels that there's a need to increase knowledge about the causes of obesity through research. This individual is actually, I actually had a conversation with her, and you know, she's very active in the community, and so she's aware of all these things that's going on in her community, even in her own family, because this is her grandson. So we see, as I share more picture, we see there's a pattern of grandparents or parents caring for their younger one, their children's health. And then this also came from the Vietnamese community. This is a picture of the products at an Asian market that she goes to. And she said, usually we go in the aisle and we pick up an item, and usually they'll have a product that says manufactured in whatever date and time, but there's no expiration date. And for her, that's the issue. She highlights that there's a need to inspect and regulate the food that's being brought into the market. And this is from the Laos community. This is in the Long Beach area, too, for the Laos community. And this is the park that they access. I mean, from our perspective, you know, there's really nothing wrong with the park. But for her, when she took that picture, she said it's next to her home. But then she knows that there's gangs hang out and there's homeless, there's people fighting. So there's a safety issue for her. And then again, for the community, is child obesity is an issue. So, you know, as grandparents and as parents, they care about their children or their grandchildren's health also. And this is Samoan community. This is mostly in Long Beach, Carson area. And for this individual, the sidewalk where there's overgrown tree roots break the sidewalk, and it's discouraging for individuals to exercise, to walk. You know, if we're trying to promote physical activity and trying to get them walk, but then if we have the built environment in this condition, it's very discouraging. This focused on child obesity and the choices that our children pick or select nowadays. So vegetables are already available at dinner time, but then children prefer McDonald's. So you see a salad plate here, but then there's McDonald's bags. So the common themes across all five communities. The elders describe physical activity. They all agree that it was critical to health, but there was a lot of variation in knowledge in terms of how long, how often, and what exercise are appropriate for them. Consider their physical health conditions. And then there was a high sodium consumption, a lot of fish sauce, fish paste, and then spirituality, frequently mentioned as a part of health. And then some other themes are that elders were in consensus that more should be done to improve the communities, but their level of comfort and experience and capacity vary across all communities. And then a lot of some of the groups expressed that the young adults should take the lead in advocating for change. They agreed that photo voice was an important tool to communicate the needs to the younger adults and the policymakers. Okay, so this is a grid that I made to compare and kind of show the similarities that we see across the five communities when we asked for feedback on the Photo Voice activity. And, you know, a lot of them, for the Cambodians, for all the five communities, they agree the Photo Voice being an effective tool to express their thoughts and their concerns, to express what's going on, to show, to demonstrate what's going on in their community. And if you look on the second row, I kind of highlighted the things that they share, and I thought it was powerful that, you know, all community members or the participants in the group recognize that this can be a tool, Photo Voice can be a tool to advocate for change with policymakers, city councils, policymakers, and legislators to advocate for changes. And then this is just to summarize some of the common themes across from the feedback from Photo Voice. So participants were in consensus that Photo Voice activity is an important tool to express their thoughts and concerns. The elders share the picture, can tell a story of their concerns, and share their thoughts with their community members, with their family, with the policy makers, with elected officials, and the media. And then pictures, a lot of time these participants take picture and they start having dialogues with their family about what their activity is, about what they're doing with the activity, what with the purpose of it. Some of them actually help or got their kids to help them to take pictures. So engage in that dialogue and that activity. So I thought that was really neat. Yeah, and this Danielle is going to share some of the barriers and challenges we had.
I'll have to move quickly. Okay. So some of the barriers that we had were we wish we had done more training on the Photo Voice project, mostly that that the elders didn't know how to use the disposable cameras. We kind of thought it would be more intuitive to some of the older adults than it really was. We got feedback from some of the participants that they felt unsafe taking pictures with cameras in certain neighborhoods or in their grocery store. They didn't want to alienate people even though they wanted to take pictures. And we faced challenges in scheduling of focus groups and Photo Voice trainings and feedback sessions. And in general, our project, as many projects, face skepticism about government projects. People are reluctant to participate if they have possible citizenship issues. And in general, although they were very enthusiastic about policy, there was a lack of familiarity about policy and system change. So very quickly, the groups did identify some policy recommendations, and so we wanted to share these with you. They wanted media, walking groups, greater participation in farmers markets. They wanted more transportation for seniors. In the Samoan community, they specifically mentioned greater involvement in local town halls and greater education about nutrition and chronic disease. So just to say that we are continuing what we started, each of the communities has now started a walking group that occurs on either a weekly or monthly basis, and we're working with the communities to create community gardens in Long Beach and try to extend the partnerships to promote healthy eating and physical activity. If we had to do it all again, we definitely would have done more training on the Photo Voice protocols. We wish we could have had digital cameras, although they're very expensive compared. We wouldn't want the elders to be feel constrained, like, oh, they can only take so many pictures and then they're done. And we wish we had recorded or filmed the reflection discussions instead of taking notes. We'd like to acknowledge our funders, particularly the CDC, through Reach US and the focus group and Photo Voice participants. And we'd also like to acknowledge our community partners. Actually, if I could have you all just raise your hands. Many of them are in the room. I wanted to thank you all for your hard work. The Hapas Collaborative was, Lindsay, you didn't raise your hand. Cambodian Association of American Samoan National Nurses, Families in Good Health, St. Mary Medical Center, our community partners, and Ailey Moon, who's also our evaluator. Okay, so, and if you have questions, you can contact. Thank you.